Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Friday program on BBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing. And let's check out the date today. Today is November 18, 2016. And somehow this is the day that the railroads decided to standardize the times throughout the nation and creating time zones. So, Kathy, we're just talking about that. Do you want to get some insight on that before we do the clearing, in case it might relate to somebody?
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Okay, yeah, so Ron and I found this note about in history. In 1883, the Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific time zones were introduced in the United States. This innovation streamlined more than 300 local times into four standard time zones. And the reason this was done is because it helped trains and transportation run on time and helped bring people together. That's it. So there's four continental time zones.
There we go, everybody. So the trains do movement. They carry you from one place to another, and you go through different time zones on timelines. Interesting. So I wonder if there's any jokes about that on of people being on time, traveling on a train. But anyway, here we go. So clearing the date today, releasing the energy, because you could be quartered to it greatly. Just think if you were living and you moved around a lot, 1 year back then, and your whole sequence of life is completely goofed up. You know, that could be a possibility. So here we go. Releasing the energy for today's date. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's clear away energy. Well, first bring in the light beams. So bring up all your light beams on your monitor. Here we go. Monitor screen energy is being energized. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to release from you your situation, problem that you're dealing with on one particular program, one particular timeline, same thing, one particular thought. So here we go. And maybe you got lost in time someplace. So you may wonder what happened to you at, say, 1:45 today for a little bit, as they had you somewhere else, daydreaming something. So here we go. Think of your incident, releasing it from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I would say probably half past the hour, we're going to release out of here, take away the remaining six source energies. And we'll see how that affects everybody. So that'll be, you know, at half past. So turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay, so I'll watch the clock here for half past, because that'll be a moment we're all waiting for, releasing of the remaining six source energies. And Ron, last week, last Wednesday, you asked the listeners to give you an idea of how they might be feeling without the source energies, and we got one or two responses during the live show, and maybe some listeners can send in more since it's been a few days now, and they've had a chance to check into it on themselves. You also asked the listeners to let you know if they were able to manifest without darkness by doing the mind-to-heart drop, if they were able to manifest in peace energy. And so maybe we could get some responses about that if the listeners have had a chance to manifest something that way by now, or even in the future sometime. Let us let Ron know so he can see, you know, how this is working for you, especially after he releases the next six source energies. That will all be kind of like an assignment for us, won't it, Ron? We can keep tabs on ourselves and see how it goes, right?
Yeah, that's very good, because you may start to realize, you know, what's happening, and you may be able to do a faster manifestation by being in the now, and you may be able to work with more of the source energy inside of you to do that. So, you know, it's kind of like a learning process. You're learning or going to be using maybe a brand new system to yourself instead of using darkness, and the darkness won't manifest any longer. So let's I'll release some orbs from people. Well, we've had some requests for that off and on. And so on the website, we have them with different colors. So what color do you think we should release? I'll do three orbs. Oh, you have any idea?
Yes, a bright green.
Okay. Green?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Green orbs. And just see how you're feeling. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, next one, please.
Black, please.
Black, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And one more.
Gray.
Gray, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling. It might take you a few minutes to readjust. I saw a movie last night, which I would not recommend to anybody. It was the one that's, Arrival, I think. I said, oh, geez. I mean, I fell asleep during the thing. So the only good part about it was at the very end of the movie, which isn't good, but the lady became very psychic, and she could see herself having a child, you know, with the man that she was with in the movie. So that means that she probably had a, you know, abduction, we'll say, having a child. And so what was there was all these, like, octopus-looking creatures trying to communicate, saying that they needed her help in 3,000 years. That's the gist of it. And anyway, I would not recommend the movie. Don't waste your money. I mean, it was plotless, you know. I mean, anyway, if you liked it, I'm sorry.
What was the name of it?
It was Arrival. It's a brand new one. I think it's Arrival. It has like a pod picture of, like, you know, this vertical coffin type seat thing. And, you know, there are these aliens that are octopus-looking things with the tentacles. And anyway, they came here to communicate. So, but anyway, I thought it would be a good movie. So anyway, back to you.
Oh, well, win some, lose some, right? You know, Ron, tonight is Friday night, and it's or normally what we call paranormal questions from listeners. And as Ron said, it's November 18th, Friday, November 18th, and we're on BBS Radio Station 2. And so, Ron, I want to share a couple of questions you got here from the inbox. So one of them is about the orbs. This listener wants to know if you could tell her, is this an orb or not? What happened was, it's a long letter, so I'll just paraphrase it. She took a photo with the cell phone of some landscape. It's just plants and flowers. And when she looked at the photo, she noticed a green light. She knows what orbs are, but it wasn't an orb. It was like a laser light. So she took another one, the same place, another photo, and the laser light was on another part of the landscape. So then she had her friend, who has a different kind of a phone, take a photo of the same place looking out this window balcony. And they looked at that picture, and there was no laser light. This is like a green, intense green laser light. So she's wondering what, if that was not an orb. And it seemed like it'd be floating from one place to another, but holding. And you can only see it with her particular phone, but not her friend's kind of phone. And normally they do see orbs on their phones.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. The laser light sounds correct. I don't know why it showed up, you know, or who is responsible or what's responsible for that.
Yeah, okay. Well, she mentioned again in the bottom part of the letter that this was during the week you were having all those battles, end of October.
I was just going to say that possibly it was the soldiers shooting at the aliens. So I just wonder if anybody out there has the equipment to, I guess it's probably, I guess, you know, UV, to be able to look up into the sky at night and see the aliens fighting each other, you know, because it's something that, and what it costs to do that. I'm bringing this up because when I was back in New York, I think the last time we were at the New Yorker, and now it's being switched over there for the next event, New Yorker Hotel. So if you're back east now, it's went from the Pennsylvania now where we've been. Now it's going back to the New Yorker Hotel. But the last time we were there, I think, I set up my booth early because we have to. So Mark, the promoter, Mark Becker, came over to me and says, Rob, you know, we had our, one of our boat excursions, and maybe this is 4 years ago or something, and somebody had this camera, and they had a monitor hooked up to it, and we're actually watching aliens fighting up in the skies at night, watching the lasers be shot from one ship to another, you know. So, he's kind of, like, wow, you know. So I just wonder if anybody else has knows about the technology for that. That's what I'm asking, and what the cost is. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. As far as that, yeah, I would say it was probably the time-traveling soldiers shooting at the aliens that are here. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, you did say that they are in our time zone. They're in our timeline, I mean.
Yep, and they're still here, yes, uh-huh.
Yes, okay. Well, while you were discussing that, someone else just wrote in that they also had a similar experience. This is from in another part, but near the beach again. This other person was near the beach, and this new person is near the beach too, but in another state. And she wrote in that she saw two red lights, neon lights. No, this is during the day. They are both during the day, on her porch balcony. And she went to see where it could be coming from, thinking maybe somebody from above was playing with a laser light, like a pointer. But they weren't that shape. And there was no one above, and there was no window or anything, no way that it could be from a person above. So she thought that was strange, and they kind of moved a little bit. So she got her camera and took a photo of it, and it actually came out in the photo as well. So she saw these lights with her eyes and in the photo, whereas sometimes you don't see them until you take a photo. So that's another interesting experience. But these were bright red, and she also said they were like neon, intense, not like not shadowy like orbs, or not filmy like orbs. So maybe other people have seen similar things too. But it's kind of a strange phenomena, perfect for tonight's paranormal Friday night topic.
Yeah, I think because the source energies aren't here, you're starting to see more. Like I mentioned, you know, I thought to be able to see, you know, the holograms that are around us all disappear, and not disappear is one thing, but not being created around us. And all of a sudden, maybe you know, your neighbor's house or a whole block of houses may just disappear because the hologram was there making them. And maybe you might have some wonderful trees and squirrels and chipmunks there, or maybe even a pond or lake. You know, and now you look out your door, your window, or backyard, and, you know, you see a house 100 foot away. Maybe that doesn't exist any longer. So that would be great. So that, you know, would be a nice thing. And those that you will be probably seeing more of what these people experience with these lasers, because the veils are becoming thinner, and you may see them, you know, quite easily, you know, taking pictures now. So, you know, the next few months will be quite interesting here. I don't have any clues for next month of what it is. I'm really in the moment. But we do have our call starting in January. I guess maybe the first Saturday, I believe, is where we have it. We'll be doing the 12 months coming up here. Remember, it seems like we did it yesterday. So we'll be able to bring in the energy for 2017. But it just seems like it's just a bit of a go, wasn't it?
Yes. Are you talking about the pin removal call, Ron?
No. This will be in January. I think it's the first Saturday where we bring in the energy for the year of 2017.
Oh, the manifestation energies, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
true. Got the we got the pin call coming up. So I'm doing another one in case you're new. The last one was quite a while ago, and people wanted to do more as they kind of requested it off and on. So we're doing another one here. I don't think you can have too many of these. So if you had one a long time ago, you may want to have another one. And I think everybody who hears about it wants to get on anyway. It'll be a two-hour call, starting at 11 o'clock Pacific, and I'm sending out pin numbers this evening. And it'll be quite interesting as you get stuff released from you. So that'll be tomorrow. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and as Ron said, the last pin removal was quite a few months ago, 8 months ago. So it would probably be time for a rehaul. Because when we did have the one in March, 8 months ago, people had already been, that was the second one. And the people who had been on the first one also attended the second one, and they wrote to Ron saying they couldn't believe how much better they felt, even though they had already been on a pin removal call. The second one made quite a lot of difference, too. Someone here wrote, "I cannot wait for the next pin removal. I feel 100 pounds lighter. I am more flexible, no pains, a swelling in the shoulder is gone. My face looks brighter, my knees are more flexible, and I could go on and on." She said, ultimately, she feels rejuvenated. So, you see, that this is the kind of thing that it happens on these calls. You just really don't know what to expect, but, you know, some personal experiences shared really do help. And it's all different for each of us, of course. But, well, Ron is here to, you know, as a light being, he's here to help us with ascension preparation. And this is what he has seen will help us a lot as part of the purification process. So we don't have to take all this stuff with us. And it's very detrimental to us, even as we live on this earthly planet. So it's a good thing to get on. And for $20 and for 2 hours, and Ron does all the work. And, Ron, we can be absentee. Isn't that right?
Yep, you can. No problem whatsoever. And just know that you might feel something happening if you are absentee, and it's all going to be good. So You may have more movement. If you are absentee, you may want to, you know, unless you're driving, but you may want to every maybe half an hour, maybe twist, bend over, stretch, maybe walk 100 steps or something, if that's possible for you, because your body will be adjusting throughout the call, and that's really good to do. And you might even want to put your not, maybe not your face, but your whole body, you know, maybe take a shot of your, you know, you standing up and put that, you know, in front of your computer. So from head to toe, maybe have somebody else take your picture and just put that in front as a picture in front of the computer with the light being up. That could help you out also. So I guess we're getting close to the way the energy's here. So I got 24 after, so we got 6 minutes to go, everybody. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So shall we read a few questions more?
Sure, wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, here's from a listener. She has an observation from Tallahassee, Ron, about what's going on with the energies in her part of the world. She says, people tell me that calls and emails don't get answered and are ignored. She has the same experience. Also, she says that people don't know how to do things. And then she says she paid a roofer to fix her leak in a skylight. And she said that he asked her for a caulking gun. And she asked him to clean the skylight. He said it's plexiglass. She asked him to clean it. And he looked at her, and so he didn't have anything, so she went to get him a spray bottle and a cloth and told him how to do the job. So that's another funny incident. And then she says, some of the townhouses on her street are now up for sale or not occupied. Most of them are investment properties with students. So this is a case, I guess, of people disappearing. And she sees some strange things of the people that do live there that she has not seen anywhere else. As like a mother has a baby on her back, but she carries groceries on top of her head. Okay. Then she hears sirens from police and fire department all the time. They're coming right through her street. Also, military helicopters in the sky. She also hears chemtrail planes, which show up during the day and night. And also, the moon looks ridiculous. Thanks for sharing your observations there. Yeah, that's some strange
stuff.
Yeah,
I've heard from people that the moon's at a different location. So, you know, only time will tell. So, yeah, it's pretty... Yeah, things are strange. I just wonder what people do who see all these weird things, who don't listen to our program, they don't know what's going on. Maybe they're in a mental institution now, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's another observation, and this person says she feels more tired than usual. She's not motivated. She surrounds herself with animals and nature. Since it hasn't rained for over 2 months, she got a bird bath for the birds. They use it, but they won't touch the bird food. Any reason why?
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, because most birds will just gobble everything.
Huh. You might relocate your bird feeder. Maybe there's a vortex there, and the birds don't want to eat the food.
Good point. Okay, so she asks another question. Is it a good idea to do the free hologram clearing and list things or just run the clearing with your name on it?
It's up to you, you know. First one with your name on it, because you want to clear stuff out for yourself, and after you feel like you're completely cleared or at least cleared somewhat, then you may want to use specific incidences, you know, on that. But mainly you want to just clear yourself first. do a once-over, you know. So, Kathy, I'll talk about the 12 source energies in case we have newbies on here. So I guess a couple of weeks ago I took out or released, I won't say take out, released, did away with, took them off planet, whatever word you want to use there, dematerialized them. I got rid of six of them because the darkness was using those energies that were just here floating around, not being used, but somehow people were, the aliens are connecting people to the energies and bringing in the manifestation of mind energy into those energies, which you'd be using yourself. So it's sort of like, you know, you'll have having the light of the darkness energies that people are using and bringing forth manifestations in the law of cause and effect and darkness. So those were taken away like, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And people felt much better, much lighter, more space around them. But you could have a lot of confusion only because you're used to using the system of darkness versus light. The way you can use the new one is to be heart-centered by doing the mind-to-heart drop. Remember, you can't think your way into it like most practitioners tell you. You need to command your spirit out loud to help you, and you need to bring the energy into the present moment because that's what manifestation is in light. It's in the present moment, out of time, and nothing is attached to it. So if you are having difficulties doing something and it doesn't work for you, then you know that you're in the wrong system. So I'm going to take away the remaining six energies here. And I'll release the first one first here. So kind of just sit back, relax, and see how your body responds to the energy after I release it. So I'm not saying that I'm releasing number one through six. I'm just releasing six of them. Okay? So here we go. I'll just say the first one being released. I'll count to 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Here we go. So for me, I felt an energy shift when I hit six. Felt like I was like stretched, trying to be pulled on onto a timeline. I got put back again. That's the way I would say that. So let's do the second one here. Releasing that off this planet. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, that one's released. And the third one, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, and the fourth one, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And kind of yawning here, number five, the fifth one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Here we go, the last one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, everybody, if you want to comment how you're feeling, you could do so. We'd love to hear about it. CLSQuestions at Yahoo or the Fast Chat. So turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Well, I feel rather lightheaded. Okay. I remember when when you did something similar with us a week ago, people described it as feeling like a serene pink cloud, or they got a blissed out in a calm buzz, and they were taken totally out of judgment. So if anyone feels similar, please let us know. Ron just put out the request to let him know how you feel. And, of course, you can let you can write to Ron anytime during the day or night through the clsquestions@yahoo.com and through the BBS Fast Chat link that's on the BBS radio page. But before, Ron, you did this, someone thoughtfully wrote in that a question that might help others understand what's going on, in addition to what you just said. But they asked you that, does the 12 source energy enter us at all, or does it affect the space around us? Is it like spirit integration?
Okay. Does it come into you? No. Because you already have those energies inside of you, so they're not going to come into you. Can you use this for spirit integration? Is that what you're asking?
No. Is 12 source energy similar to spirit integration, where we have to have a cleared out space for it to enter the body?
No, because those energies won't come into you.
Okay.
You're just here as part of the manifestation energy when the planet was created, and they were never really taken away because maybe there was no reason to have them taken away, but the darkness being sneaky and figuring out ways to, you know, use light energy to imprison us, that's what they were doing, so they're using that energy to do the manifestations with. So if you feel a little confused, that's going to be normal probably until you start doing the mind-to-heart drop to get into the present moment. So if you're continuously going out on timelines, you may find yourself really, really, really confused because everything is only going to work now for what you want it to do in the present moment. So you might just see what's going on with people in the news after, you know, maybe tomorrow and on for the next week, see if they stutter a lot or do something or they can't connect their thoughts, because that would be a good a validation for what's happening, so you get an idea what's happening. But this energy really was not needed. You can still, if you like a booster shot, you can go onto the website and listen to the programs that we have the 12 source energies on, and that could help you to bring more source energy to you if you're lacking something. So you'd be lacking it because maybe part of your spirit got stolen and part of that energy of your spirit got taken and or from your body. So just listen to those energies. I know we have a show on BBS where we did that, and also one on Contact Talk Radio, but they're both on the website. The BBS one is more recent, but they'll both work for you if you'd like to do that. Other than that, those energies are no longer here to be used by darkness to infect you with timelines and stuff. Remember, you can still get put on them because your past life is still contaminated with timelines. So the fact that you may not be able to go on some of the future here doesn't mean that, you know, you're home free. You need to clean out the past ones that are going to damage you. So we'll just see what happens. So we'll find out in the next week how people are feeling. So back to you, Kathy.
So Ron's inviting us to please let him know how you're feeling on without the any of the 12 source energies that he just removed. And I'm glad you mentioned about the audio for the 12 source energy show that we did in January, Ron, that because ever since we did that show in January, people have found it as a source of comfort and a way to sleep easier without being transported to parallel lives. So since then, one of your listeners who's good with programs made a YouTube video with the source energies that show. That's about 25 minutes long. It starts from 1 to 12. and it's just Ron talking and some music. We added the music so it wouldn't get knocked off the internet during the 2 or 3 minute intervals while Ron's bringing in the source energies. But Ron, people still would like to use that audio to help them sleep, to feel peaceful. People were playing it every night for their children and finding really great results. And they want to continue doing that, whether or not they, you know, need the source energy around them for any kind of imbalance they may have, just because it helped them so much, you know, and I guess in a psychological way and in a physical sense, so they could sleep and relax. So could you please repeat, Ron, that it would be okay to do that?
Oh, yeah, you can do it whenever you choose to. It just sort of is like remembrance in a sense of what you're made of. So that's the easiest way to state that. And, you know, it's okay to do and use whenever you choose to.
Yeah, so we're talking about the 12 source energy audio that we had sent out to listeners who requested it a few weeks ago, that one of Ron's listeners kindly made for everyone. And so, yes, please continue to play that and request it if you'd like it. We have it here in the inbox, and any co-host can send it to you when you request it, the 12 source audio. It comes with a picture of a light being.
Yeah. This might be a really good time, since they're released off the planet now, for you to do it after the show ends.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to click on that link and get it and do it after we get off the VBS program tonight.
Mm-hmm. They'd have to request it through the inbox.
Okay,
you have to request it through the CLS questions at Yahoo, not through the fast chat, because there's no way to respond to that one.
Yes,
but
uh-huh.
It is on inbox. So, Ron, this same listener kindly has made another YouTube, he made an audio link of last Saturday's, November 12th of 2016, 12/12/2016, when Ron took us to the light ship, instead of going to the healing areas, he actually brought in the Christ Ascension energy. And during a visit to the Creation Light Ship, made that energy very strong, stronger than the usual visits to the light ship, but there was, of course, no duality. And he also said that that was very beneficial for bedtime and relaxation, and to also have a light being up while you're listening to it. So this was a very special favor and treat for all of us, because Ron made this light ship visit active energy to work indefinitely on the archives. In other words, it will work forever. And it was very healing energy. And Ron, you had said that we can request a body healing for ourselves each time we listen to it, which is absolutely fantastic. And also probably a very beneficial first step to a very powerful healing on any of the healings that we may do online. So, Ron, this listener sent this to the inbox here, and maybe a copy to you, I don't know. So I'd like to have your permission, once you listen to it, to send it out to the listeners who may request it.
Yeah, that's great. And I'd like to make a request, if you listen to it, and, you know, let us know how you feel. You know, send that back like a thank you, you know, like, well, this did this, that, the other, or whatever. Just it's nice to know from people, you know, how things are working. I'm a little tired tonight just from, you know, the week's work. So if you don't get the codes tonight, you will get it probably within a couple hours before, you know, the conference call starts tomorrow. So I might get up early in the morning here, you know, 2 or 3 or something, and send out emails. But right now I just want to kind of decompress. I was planning to do it this evening after BBS, but I may not. But you will get it. If you don't get it, I'll be checking emails, you know, for sure an hour before, you know, the program that we do. So you know, if you don't have it by then or something goes, you know, sideways or whatever, just send me an email. So, but you'll probably get it tomorrow before, a couple hours before we do the pin call. So, back to you.
Okay, so everyone, Ron will send them. You'll get it eventually. Just keep checking your email tomorrow before 11 Pacific time. And, okay, so back to the inbox, Ron. We've covered quite a lot of things. And we do have a testimony here where one of your listeners says that in July, August, and September, and this is about the mind-to-heart drop, those were the worst months of her life thanks to alien timelines. Now that she's found you, Ron, and the Creation Light Ship, she's done many healings and the mind-to-heart drop at least 6 times a day per your suggestion. And now all that has changed dramatically. Here we are in November. She feels so peaceful, and she's continually feels like she's in the more in the now moment. As far as manifesting, she writes, I just know in the moment what to do in all situations. It just comes to me. It is amazing. Wonderful.
Very good. So it sounds like that's working. Very, very good.
Yes, and thank you for taking the time to write that in. Someone else wrote, when he does the mind-to-heart drop, then yes, he can create a job or a car or the right clearings to do that are the most effective and or protected relationships for anything he wants. Thank you. I hope I read that right. Yes, because Ron's talking about working within a new system. And this is nothing new. If you listen to archives, Ron's mentioned this before. He didn't make a big deal about it because it was just a matter of course, you know, manifesting in the heart energy. But it is a new system to learn because we were all used to using mind energy and our will, which is our will and our ego. Okay, so some questions. What is a walk-in? Does a walk-in have any purpose, Ron, to serve the light and or ascension? A walk-in spirit, can they help us?
Okay, well, a walk-in typically would be a spirit that comes into a body of a person when the other spirit is no longer wanting to be here and or the body has a problem. And so the walk-in will come in to maybe help the body heal and or, you know, live on in the body until the body no longer wants to live here. So another way of stating that, we'll say that somebody's in the hospital and they're near death, and the spirit goes, you know, I got all this wrong with me, and cancer, et cetera, you know, and the body did it to me, and I want to get out of here, so I want the body, I'm going to leave the body. Then all of a sudden another spirit goes, wait a minute, you know, this person knows how to walk and chew gum at the same time, and I want to do that. And so this new spirit pops in. The body now naturally is probably 95% of the way out. New spirit comes in with no problem whatsoever, okay? And zap, like Tinkerbell, that body gets healed. So the spirit is whole and complete. And now it sees that it can have the body, you know, walk and chew gum at the same time. And it's very good. So that's what a walk-in does. It just takes over the body. Mainly because the spirit is probably too tired or doesn't want to be here any longer. And it's probably a soul family agreement, maybe. Or maybe just something wanted to come into the body, to like the body. That's what a walk-in would be. So I'll ask you again, Kathy, what was the question? Did I answer it?
I think so. Okay, so... Will it help with ascension?
Well,
will they do anything good toward helping us with ascension like you're doing?
No. It would just, the spirit will eventually get contaminated by the body, just like the old spirit did. It's not going to necessarily fix everything in the body, but it could make the body heal. But it still could have the genetic problems, from the past.
Okay, thank you. And now for some comments from the inbox. Someone's pointing out a typo, that the wrong day on the CLS website is listed for the pin removal call. I think it's on the menu where they click on the link for the calendar. It says Monday instead of Saturday, so that's correct. It is definitely Saturday tomorrow, November 19th at 11 p.m. So thanks for pointing that out in case anyone else saw that and got confused. The pin removal call is definitely Saturday.
And if you did buy it on the link, and you clicked on it and you paid from the website, then you already have the codes for that. So the people that maybe did a donation instead, I'll be looking at those to send the codes to also. But
yeah,
I think probably
that's...
already...
Yeah, Ron, you tried to make it easy by sending an email about it. It was a special session, and if you went through the special session email that Ron sent separately on the 13th, and you went directly through that link, then you would have gotten the PIN access code number. But if you went through the website with just a PayPal, then you're just going to have to wait for Ron to send you the access code number. So if you're not on the mailing list, you might want to sign up through the Creation Lightship website on the right side to get these emails directly sent to you. Then you don't have to search around on the website. Okay, so then, Ron, you asked about any kind of technology someone might know about for laser night vision. And someone wrote in, yes, Cliff High has such a laser night vision device. He used to watch all the time. Then he could not see past the chemtrails. I can find out about the device and cost and will let Ron know. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So there's someone who's going to help you.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I guess if you could see the stars, very possibly you could see the aliens battling each other. And it may be, maybe you have to be in the ocean, to do that, because most cities, have the chemtrails, and that could be a problem, too. So, yeah, thank you so much for investigating that. Thank you.
Okay, and thanks for getting back to Ron about that. So let's see. Some people are requesting the 12 source energies. There is an audio. And someone wrote back saying that they feel the same since you removed the 12 source energies, although earlier today they felt extremely pragmatic. Okay, so you might even change. Let's see. Someone says their throat felt better when you did the healing earlier in the radio show, and now their sore throat's back. Whatever is in them to not feel so good, hopefully it'll go away, but it's not been so good lately. So
that was the orb theory that I did at first. Maybe there's some more orbs attached.
Okay, some people are saying they feel more clarity since you did the removal of the 6 source energies. And another person wrote that they feel a surge of awareness filling their body. The feeling of source light in their body has become more clear, and their mind is calmer.
Yeah,
more hope in living here. Thanks.
Yeah, that's what you're gonna feel. The energies were being used to anchor in timelines and darkness here. And if you happen to relate to them by using the mind energy, then right now they're released, so you should start to be able to feel better. Maybe have more awareness, we'll say. Awareness, sometimes people use the term awareness for maybe being smarter or something. Now I'm just talking about, being clearer, not necessarily that you have more input coming into you or you're able to think clearer. That could be a possibility, but I'm just talking about having more peace energy because these things are not bombarding you all the time. So, like I mentioned before, you may want to do, at least once a month, the IQ clearing, the education clearing, and the creativity clearing. And now that these energies are away, it might be very beneficial, because it's going to allow you to probably see more of the truth and what you're, where you're living, what you're doing or something. Or you're going to be able to read between the lines and find out what is in maybe different paragraphs that's keeping you, being a slave here. So remember, everything is kind of strange until you finally figure out something that then you find out you've been lied to for your whole life. So I won't get too much into that stuff, but, also you might be able to, if you start listening to the election stuff that's, already over, but some people are having difficulties and, just do the mind to heart drop. If you hear somebody ranting and raving about somebody, then tell them to do the mind to heart drop. Teach them what it is. Just say 20 seconds, try this here, Because why are you having your energy go outside of yourself? You're wasting your energy. So you take that approach and say, gee, you only have, the energy that you're putting out is used for healing for your body, and why are you giving it out to the cosmos here? You don't have to say aliens or anything. Just say, why are you losing it, giving it away? Do the mind to heart drop so you could be more in the present moment, and these things are not going to bother you. So that's one way to introduce it to people. So, and if you happen to be in one of those, multi-step programs where, you go once a week or something, or you have an organization that maybe you see some confrontation going on, maybe you're going to an event, maybe you're a board member or something like that, and you want to get everybody started peacefully during the event, in a lot of the major events that are out there, they have some kind of man or woman of the clock come in and they do some type of prayer ritual to get people centered, And maybe you could take it over and say, let's try this here, And get people peaceful. And it could take care of a lot of confrontation that you would be probably going through and people banging their heads together. So back to you.
Okay, well, thanks for that. And another response came in regarding the removal of 12 source energies. They write, I feel a huge opening, like a lot of clarity and clear light. That must feel nice. And please continue to send those in during the week. You might feel more things later, too, after the pin removal call. And Ron usually requests during the conference call that you write in to... if you can document how you feel maybe during the call, just a few notes, and then send them in to Ron. And then the co-host tomorrow can read them during the show for everyone to hear. And also if you have any kinds of things that might be have changed physically in your body is what Ron likes to know about usually. And we would welcome your testimonies, and we'll read them tomorrow night. So, Ron, a couple of questions came in during the week. Someone wants to know, they're a little lonely, and they're wondering if they have, if you would recommend that they have contact with other Creation Lightship listeners, or should they just keep to themselves? They sometimes yearn to talk about it, but they have no one to talk about with.
I think most of the CLS people would rather just keep to themselves. You know, typically, you know, at the expos, people talk, you know, and they meet each other, and that's great. But to try to network, try to find somebody, I probably would not recommend that because, you know, you don't know how many clearings the other person has had, and maybe you only had a few. And so somebody who's had a lot of clearings, they're not really going to want to get slimed by somebody who had none or just a few. I'm kind of going by past experience here. So remember, the loneliness is because we have a loneliness clearing on the website. You might want to do that. But you're only lonely because maybe you're missing something. And just do some more clearings, and you're going to find yourself getting more empowered. I would venture to say most people listening to the program tonight who have done clearings, I'll just say maybe you've done all the free ones a bunch of times. Maybe you do one a night of the free ones or something, and you keep doing something to keep that light beam on your monitor screen so it's always active to help you, especially at night when you're sleeping. And if you've done maybe six clearings, you know, like we kind of recommend, you're going to start feeling really self-empowered. If you do feel like you're funky, then I would probably go in and do that self-empowerment clearing. There's like 30-some issues in there, and do that one. And maybe one of those is being activated in you, and you don't know about it, and you know, you want to get it out. And that could be why you're feeling funky. But to me, basically, you're going to start to feel better and better and become more self-empowered, and you won't be as needy. So that's what I'm probably kind of hearing, is no one to talk to, and you know, you don't need that because you have your spirit. And just keep doing the clearings, do the mind to heart drop, and you should just start to feel better. Do you have any input on that, Kathy?
I know people have said that before, especially when you're kind of new, a couple of years into this. That's considered new because there's a lot of clearings to do and a lot to learn about. So basically, it's just suggested overall, the conclusion and the consensus is that the community you're seeking is the radio program that Ron offers four nights a week. And also, as Ron suggested, if you can get over to the expo. He has three expos a year. His next one will be coming up in February, I guess, in Los Angeles. And you can, you know, mingle with people there if you can identify them. But over at the booth and where Ron is in his workshops, it's kind of hard to really identify who's done clearings and who hasn't, who's part of the community and who isn't. And but over at the booth, you know, sometimes you can meet people that know each other, and they can introduce you to each other. But that's very short-lived. So
yeah, you have a good point there. The reason why I'm on BBS for so long is because I really don't want to make a book, number one. And how would I even make a book with all these radio programs? So My book is actually, you know, as far as information, it's on BBS Radio. If I were to make a book, it'd just be one page with the title Go Within, you know. That would be the page that you open up, and that would be it. So listen to the BBS Radio shows, and each one may help you out with something, and just start picking them. So everything is archived on BBS Radio. They're very, very nice to do that, to have them available. And I have to thank Doug and Donna about this here, because they're just fantastic people to be able to do this. We've been on their program for a long time here. So for you, for the listeners, it's a great way to listen to things. For me, doing the programs is kind of like kind of the same thing over again all the time, but being in the moment, I don't really relate to any other programs that I have done recently. I can remember maybe like one we were talking about with the 12 source energies and stuff, but you know, I'm in the moment, so I don't hang on to any of the past shows. And it, like I will say, if you do hear a show and you go, man, I don't understand what he's talking about, you know, I thought he said something else and now I'm hearing it different or something like that, then by all means, you know, send us something on CLS Questions about what you want to have more clarity on, because sometimes hearing something for the first time, it might sound different to you, and you may actually have, maybe you got it wrong because the mind control and the programs and implants and stuff that you may have doesn't want you to have that clarity. So if you do have a problem and need more clarity, by all means, you know, let us know. You know, I have no problem going over something over again. And I'm sure I will not really say the exact words that I said, you know, maybe 6 years ago or something. But it'll be probably very, very similar. And sometimes people need to hear it said differently. That's why Jesus spoke in parables, to change the way people are listening, because you may not get what I said at first. So it's been a good show, Kathy. I feel really good right now because of the energy that's released here. It's very, very good. So, do you have any comments before we sign off? And it's, I guess, about five after, so our show should be ending.
Well, I do agree with you about the energy. I feel that, too. Hope others do as well. And I do want to point out what Ron said. I totally agree with also, where he's very patient about repeating answers. You know, you don't find many people as patient as Ron when it comes to answering questions over and over and over. He's been doing this for so many years and on four radio programs for BBS Radio. And then, of course, there were other radio programs where he did the same thing. Of course, there are some new and interesting questions as well, but he's always happy to help new people. And so, Ron, we only have 1 minute left, but there's a listener sent in a nice testimony I want to read to you, where he mentions that hidden dual cords are gone. And he says he had two cords running up his spine to his mind. They were hard to see and concealed in another dimension. They went to a relative. This conflict went back and forth on this dual line connection. I'm sure neither one of us were happy about this issue. However, it seems largely released at this time. Do you have any comments for him?
It just, you don't know what you don't know, so that's good. It's nice that you have the insight and the availability or whatever to sense what's happening. So that's very good. And if you, you know, as another listener, you know, if you don't feel anything, but you just know that it's better, that's good. You don't have to have the prerequisite of being able to be a feeler or somebody to sense something or, you know, to be a reader or anything else. You know, just show up to the programs, and you will have healings once you're on the program. Doesn't matter what your spirit always says yes to help the body. So here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody, that you must do out loud. And you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy of the thoughts moving into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners. So hopefully you're feeling wonderful. And we'll see you on the pin call tomorrow 11 o'clock Pacific, a.m. Bye, everyone. Mm-hmm.